This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The British government is asking a healthcare regulatory agency to assess some issues that have arisen with testing for AstraZeneca's vaccine candidate. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The health secretary for the UK is asking regulators to determine if the potential COVID vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University should be authorized for use because the highest success rates in their findings resulted from a dosing error. The vaccine was reported to be 90% effective when volunteers received a half dose and then a full dose, which was the mistake, and less effective with two full doses. The British government's ordered 100 million units of the vaccine, but some scientists are expressing concerns about gaps in the testing reporting. AstraZeneca plans to conduct a new global clinical trial, but says that shouldn't delay regulatory approval, at least not in Europe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Total coronavirus cases in Germany now number more than a million. This as Terminal C at Berlin's Tegel Airport has been refitted as a vaccination center starting mid-December. The airport closed for good in November. Germany hopes to ramp up its immunization drive in the first quarter of 2021 and is already laying the groundwork for hubs across the country. Victoria, Australia's second largest state, said Friday it has gone 28 days without detecting any new infections, a benchmark widely cited as eliminating the virus from the community. The state, once the country's COVID-19 hotspot, also has zero active cases after the last COVID-19 patient was discharged from the hospital this week, a far cry from August, when Victoria recorded more than 700 cases in one day and active infections totaled 8,000. This is VOA News.